All right, now here's an interesting bit of topicality that's been kind of eating at me. As you know, we fried Wayne Brown. Oh, man, was that hideous. And it was the first conviction and execution only on a DNA test. When you read it, what they did was they compared, found on the bodies at three or four different locations. Analyzed and realized had to come from this guy. They said that there's a 1 in 708 million chance that it could be someone else's. Had to be this guy. Now, this DNA testing, I think it's wonderful. But think about the recovery of this evidence. Can you imagine if you're an evidence tech? Lord knows you got to see some horrible things at crime scenes anyway. Bodies mutilated, blood, gore, decapitation. Then someone comes up with this DNA thing. You know? Imagine that first meeting when they're saying, all right, guys, we got a new test we're going to do. You come upon someone that's been sexually brutalized and murdered, we got to retrieve the perpetrator. What's that? Yes. We got to retrieve the... That way we can compare it with the other people we're... Imagine the other... You mean from now on we find these bodies, not only we got to drag them out dead, now we got to... How are we... The victim was fruit for it. How are we supposed to get that out of there? Here's an invention, gentlemen, been around for 100 years. It's called a straw. I shall demonstrate. Is that awful? I mean, can you imagine the life of an evidence tech? It's almost enough to make you put in for early retirement, I think. Find out about this thing. You get to the body seat. Searching for evidence. Little glassine bags. Q-tips. I don't know, maybe after a person's dead, it doesn't retain stuff so well. Maybe you could just stand them upright and it just kind of squeegee the floor, maybe.
But then to actually have to take that, put it under the microscope, you know? Whatever happened to the good old days? Just bust them and dust them. Little fingerprint powder, you're out of there. Now you're probing orifices. You have hideously filled test tubes. I don't believe I'd even want to lean over a microscope and look down there. That nasty. You know, prepare me a slide for the microscope. Here you go. All right. Take a look at that. But I guess it worked.
And Wayne Brown's gone to his great reward. Well, maybe we ought to change his name since they electrocuted him. We just call him Wayne Toasted to Golden Brown.
We are on the air.